Learn to depend on yourself, because the truth is, no one is coming to do it for you. That single decision separates those who move forward from those who stay stuck. Too many people waste time waiting for luck, waiting for help, waiting for motivation, and while they wait, life keeps passing. This audiobook is your wake-up call. Here you'll hear straight, real guidance on how to trust yourself, stay disciplined when no one is watching, and build confidence from the small wins you create every day. You'll see why accountability matters more than excuses, and why relying on effort always beats waiting for the perfect moment. If you've ever felt like you keep depending on others and end up disappointed, this message is for you. This is about taking back control. Stay with me, because learning to depend on yourself might be the most important choice you ever make. Chapter 1. Start relying on effort instead of waiting for luck. If you want to build a life that matters, you cannot wait for luck to show up at your door. Too many people spend their days hoping something will happen, waiting for a break, or wishing circumstances will change. They say things like, "If I get lucky, I'll succeed. If I get the right chance, I'll improve my life." But luck is not a strategy. Depending on luck means you are putting your future in the hands of chance, and chance cannot be trusted. If you truly want to depend on yourself, you must begin by relying on effort, not luck. Effort is what you control. It is the hours you put in, the discipline you practice, the consistency you maintain. Luck cannot be predicted, but effort can be planned, measured, and repeated every single day. When you rely on effort, you build confidence, because you know that the results are in your hands. You know that the work you put in today moves you closer to where you want to be tomorrow. That sense of control is what separates people who create their lives from those who wait for something to fall into place. Think about your own life. There are moments when you hoped something would work out on its own. Maybe you wanted an opportunity to come without preparing. Maybe you wanted success without sacrifice. Maybe you thought the right person would notice you without you having to put in consistent work. But how many times did that truly happen? And even if it did it last? Depending on luck makes you weak, because you cannot repeat luck. You cannot call on it whenever you need it. But you can always rely on effort, because effort is yours to give at any time. Effort also builds habits. Every time you show up and put in the work, even when it is difficult, you are training yourself to be reliable. You begin to trust yourself more. You don't need to wait for motivation or luck. You move because you have built the habit of movement. You wake up and take action because it has become part of who you are. And once you reach that level, you become unstoppable, because habits are stronger than wishes. There's something important here. Effort is not just about working harder. It's about working with purpose. Anyone can stay busy, but effort directed toward meaningful goals is what changes your life. You need to ask yourself, what am I working toward? What matters enough for me to pour myself into it? Once you answer that, you can align your daily effort with that goal. That way, every action you take is part of building the life you want, and that is how you begin to depend on yourself. Now, why do people avoid effort and instead hope for luck? Because effort feels slow. It demands patience. It requires sacrifice. While luck seems instant, effort takes time, but time will pass either way. If you spend it waiting for luck, you waste it. If you spend it working with effort, you grow. One day of effort may feel small, but a year of effort can transform you. 10 years of effort can make you unrecognizable. You must also understand the emotional side of this. Waiting for luck brings frustration. When you rely on chance, you live in constant disappointment, because things rarely go the way you imagine. You feel powerless, but when you rely on effort, you feel empowered, because you can see progress. You can see yourself changing, even if the results are small at first. The act of working on yourself brings a sense of pride. You look in the mirror and you know you gave your best today. That feeling cannot be replaced by luck. Think of the people you admire most. They are not where they are because of luck. They might have had lucky moments, but that is not why they succeeded. They succeeded because of years of consistent effort. They studied when others were distracted. They worked when others were sleeping. They invested their time wisely when others wasted it. And because of that effort, when opportunities did appear, they were ready to take advantage of them. Without the effort, the opportunity would have passed them by. This is the strategy you must live by. Stop waiting and start doing. If you want to build wealth, don't wait for money to appear. Start saving, start investing, start learning how money works. If you want to improve your health, don't wait to feel motivated. Start exercising, start eating better, start making choices that support your body. If you want better relationships, don't wait for the perfect person. Start becoming the kind of person who attracts the right relationships. All of these things are built on effort, not luck. Relying on effort also builds resilience. When you depend on luck, one failure can crush you, because you have nothing else to fall back on. But when you depend on effort, failure is just another step. You know that if you keep working, you will eventually break through. You stop fearing failure, because you understand that effort will carry you forward again and again. That resilience is what makes you stronger than circumstances. Effort also creates self-respect. When you put in real work, you feel worthy of the rewards you achieve. You don't feel like an imposter, because you know you earned it. You don't doubt yourself, because you have proof of what you can do. That self-respect cannot be given to you. It must be earned through effort. And once you earn it, you carry it everywhere. The mistake people make is thinking effort only matters when the results are immediate. But the truth is, effort matters even when nobody notices. Even when progress is invisible, every bit of work you put in is like adding a brick to the foundation of your future. Chapter 2. Train your mind to stay calm under daily pressure. Most people live each day under constant pressure. Work demands more than you expected. Family responsibilities never stop. Technology keeps you connected every second, and the pace of life leaves very little space to breathe. In this environment, one of the greatest skills you can build is the ability to keep your mind calm. A calm mind is not a luxury, it is a necessity. Without it, you cannot make good decisions, you cannot manage your emotions, and you cannot depend on yourself when life becomes demanding. If you want to grow into someone strong, you must train your mind to remain calm under daily pressure. Calmness does not happen by accident, it is built through practice. You cannot wait for life to become easier before you learn how to stay steady. Life will always present stress, challenges, and sudden changes. The key is not to avoid pressure, but to prepare your mind to handle it. That preparation starts with awareness. You must notice how pressure affects you. Pay attention to your body when stress shows up. Do you feel tension in your chest? Do you lose focus? Do you become impatient with people around you? These are signals that your mind is being pulled away from calmness. The first step is learning to notice those signals early. Once you are aware of how pressure affects you, the next step is to practice slowing down your responses. Pressure makes you want to react immediately, often with frustration or panic. But calmness is found in the pause. When you give yourself a few moments to breathe, to think, to reset, you take back control from stress. That pause is where you decide how to act instead of letting pressure push you into poor choices. Training your mind to pause is one of the most valuable skills you can build. Another important part of staying calm under pressure is learning to focus on what you can control. Most of the stress people feel comes from giving attention to things they cannot change. They worry about other people's opinions, about outcomes they cannot predict, about events they cannot influence. That constant focus on the uncontrollable creates endless tension. A calm mind shifts attention to what is within reach. What actions can you take right now? What responsibility is truly yours? By narrowing your focus, you free your mind from unnecessary weight and give your energy to what truly matters. Daily routines also play a big role in training your mind. You cannot expect to stay calm during stressful situations if you spend your normal days in constant chaos. The habits you practice every day create the strength you fall back on when pressure arrives. Build small routines that center your mind. Spend quiet minutes each morning without distraction. Write down your tasks instead of keeping them tangled in your head. Take care of your health so your body supports your mind. These small disciplines may seem simple, but they prepare you for the bigger storms of life. A calm mind is also built through self-discipline with your emotions. Pressure often brings anger, fear, or anxiety. If you let these emotions run freely, they will control your behavior. But if you practice noticing them without being ruled by them, you begin to separate who you are from what you feel. For example, when you feel anger rising, instead of speaking immediately, observe it. Ask yourself why it is there. The moment you can see your emotions clearly, you are no longer trapped by them. You are guiding them instead of being guided by them. That is real strength. Calmness under pressure also requires mental clarity. When your mind is cluttered with too many tasks, too many worries, too many open loops, pressure becomes overwhelming. But when you organize your thoughts, you reduce the load. Write down what you need to do. Prioritize what is urgent, and let go of what can wait. This practice gives your mind room to breathe. It reduces the noise that keeps you anxious and allows you to focus on what truly matters in the moment. One of the strongest benefits of a calm mind is better decision-making. Pressure often forces people into quick choices that they regret later. But when you are calm, you can evaluate options more clearly. You see the situation from a wider perspective instead of being trapped in the moment. That clarity gives you power. It makes you dependable because people know you will not collapse under stress. You become someone others trust, and more importantly, someone you can trust yourself. Think about the people you admire. They may not always be the loudest or the strongest, but they carry a steady presence. They do not break under daily demands. They handle problems with composure, and that composure influences everyone around them. You can become that kind of person. It is not about pretending pressure does not exist. It is about training your mind to stay grounded even when everything around you feels urgent. A calm mind is also a product of perspective. Daily pressure feels heavier when you magnify small problems into large ones. When you remind yourself that not everything is life or death, you reduce unnecessary tension. Ask yourself, will this matter in a week? Will it matter in a year? Often the answer is no. That perspective reduces stress instantly and allows you to save your energy for the issues that truly matter. Another effective way to train your mind is to develop resilience through small challenges. Pressure becomes easier to handle when you expose yourself to discomfort regularly. This can be through physical exercise, learning new skills, or setting personal goals that stretch you. By facing controlled challenges daily, you build tolerance for stress. When bigger pressures arrive, your mind is already conditioned to handle discomfort without panic. You have built mental endurance, and endurance is the foundation of calmness. Calmness also grows when you take responsibility for your reactions. Pressure often makes people blame others, complain, or avoid accountability. But these habits only increase stress because they keep you powerless. When you accept responsibility, you bring control back to yourself. You cannot always control the situation, but you can control your response. That shift in mindset is what creates calm. It gives you the strength to face challenges without losing yourself. Daily reflection is another tool to build calmness. At the end of the day, look back and ask, where did I stay calm and where did I lose control? What triggered my stress and how could I have handled it better? This simple practice makes you more self-aware and awareness is the first step to change. With time, you will notice your patterns more quickly and adjust before pressure overtakes you. A calm mind also requires rest. Many people underestimate how much exhaustion affects their ability to handle pressure. When you are tired, every small challenge feels overwhelming. When you are rested, even large problems feel manageable. Taking care of your sleep, your nutrition, and your physical energy is not optional. It is part of the foundation for mental strength. Another important element is patience. Pressure pushes you to want immediate solutions, but calmness is built by accepting that some problems take time. When you can hold steady while waiting for results, you are less likely to panic. Patience allows you to stay composed when others lose control. It gives you endurance to last longer than the pressure itself. You also need to practice separating your identity from external demand. Many people feel crushed by pressure because they believe their worth is tied to performance, approval, or outcomes. When you understand that your value does not depend on those things, you gain freedom. Pressure no longer defines you. It simply becomes something you manage. That shift builds inner calm that cannot be shaken by daily challenges. Training your mind to stay calm also requires clarity in your priorities. If everything feels urgent, you will always feel stressed. But when you know what truly matters, you can filter out the noise. Pressure loses its power when you decide what deserves your energy and what does not. This level of clarity simplifies your decisions and protects your calmness. Another skill is detachment from constant noise. Daily pressure often comes from being overstimulated. Too many notifications, too many demands, too many distractions. Take control of your environment. Limit unnecessary input. Create spaces of quiet where your mind can rest. This discipline may feel uncomfortable at first, but it is essential for protecting your calmness. You must also practice gratitude. Pressure makes you focus on what is going wrong, but gratitude shifts your focus to what is going right. Each day, find something to appreciate. This habit reduces the emotional weight of stress and reminds you that even under pressure, there is still progress, still good, still reasons to remain steady. Gratitude is a powerful anchor for calmness. Finally, remember that calmness is not weakness. Some believe that staying calm means being passive or indifferent. That is not true. Calmness is strength under control. It is the ability to act with clarity and purpose, even when circumstances are intense. It is the mark of maturity, of discipline, of true inner power. If you want to depend on yourself, build this power. Train your mind every day. Create routines that support calmness. Face challenges with steady focus. Guard your emotions with awareness. Take care of your body. Simplify your priorities. Protect your perspective. And above all, practice until calmness becomes your natural response. One day, when pressure surrounds you, you will notice something different. You will not panic. You will not lose control. You will stand steady, make wise choices, and continue moving forward. At that moment, you will know that you have built the ability to depend on yourself. You will not be relying on luck, on circumstances, or on others to carry you. You will be relying on your own calm, steady, disciplined mind, and that will be one of the greatest strengths you ever develop.
Chapter 3. Earn self-respect by doing hard things on your own. There is a kind of respect that no one can give you and no one can take away from you. It is the respect you earn from yourself. This kind of respect does not come from compliments, applause, or recognition. It comes from knowing deep inside that you did something difficult, that you carried your own weight, that you faced the challenge alone and came out stronger. Without self-respect, no achievement feels complete, and no success feels satisfying. With it, you feel steady, confident, and worthy, no matter what the world thinks. And the way you earn it is by doing hard things on your own. Hard things reveal what you are made of. When you choose an easy path, you never discover your real strength. When you avoid challenges, you stay stuck in the same place, comfortable but untested. But when you push into what is difficult, something changes inside of you. You see proof that you can endure more than you thought. You recognize that you are capable of more than you believed. That experience creates respect that no one can give you with words. It comes only from action. Doing hard things on your own forces you to depend on yourself. It takes away excuses. When you face a task without leaning on someone else to carry it for you, you meet your real limits, and then you learn to push past them. You stop telling yourself stories about what you could do, and instead start showing yourself what you can do. That is where true confidence is born, not in theory, not in talking, but in proving through effort that you can handle it. Think about moments in your life when you tried to take shortcuts. Maybe you let someone else finish what you started. Maybe you looked for the fastest way out instead of staying with the work. How did you feel afterward? Maybe relieved for a moment, but deep inside, you knew you had missed an opportunity. You knew you had not truly tested yourself. That gap between what you did and what you could have done creates doubt, and doubt eats away at self-respect. Now think of a time when you stood on your own and pushed through something tough. Maybe you stayed up late studying when it would have been easier to quit. Maybe you worked long hours to pay your bills instead of depending on someone else. Maybe you kept your commitment even when it cost you comfort. How did you feel then? Tired. Yes, but proud. That pride is the seed of self-respect, and it grows every time you face another challenge and handle it yourself. Doing hard things alone also teaches responsibility. You realize that your life is in your own hands. If you succeed, it is because of your choices. If you fail, it is also because of your choices. This kind of ownership can be uncomfortable, but it gives you power. It reminds you that you are not waiting for anyone to save you. You are building a life with your own hands. That kind of responsibility creates a deep respect for yourself, because you know you are not avoiding reality. You are facing it. Self-respect also grows when you honor your own promises. Many people break promises to themselves every day. They say they will wake up early. Then they stay in bed. They say they will start exercising. Then they make excuses. They say they will save money. Then they spend it. Each broken promise weakens self-respect. But when you do what you said you would do, especially when it is hard, you build trust in yourself. That trust becomes the foundation of self-respect. You begin to believe your own words, because your actions prove them true. Doing hard things on your own also forces you to grow skill. When you take on something difficult, you cannot rely on what you already know. You have to learn more, practice more, and stretch yourself further. This process sharpens your abilities and makes you more capable, and with every skill you master, you gain another reason to respect yourself. You can look at your progress and say, "I built this ability with my own effort." That pride is real because it is earned. The beauty of self-respect is that it does not depend on outside validation. People may notice your effort, or they may ignore it. They may cheer for you or criticize you, but none of that matters as much as what you know about yourself. When you have faced hard things on your own, you do not need the world's approval. You already carry the proof of your strength within you. That is freedom. Training yourself to do hard things alone also builds resilience. Life will not always give you help. There will be times when no one can step in for you. If you have avoided responsibility until then, you will crumble. But if you have practiced standing on your own, you will be ready. You will not break when life gets heavy. You will know how to carry yourself through. That knowledge creates a deep respect for who you are and what you can handle. You must understand that self-respect is not built in one moment. It is built through repeated experiences of effort, struggle, and persistence. Every time you face difficulty and stay with it, you add another layer to your character. Each layer strengthens the foundation of who you are. Over time, this foundation becomes unshakable. No one can take it from you, because you earned it through your own hard work. It is also important to face the discomfort of solitude. Doing hard things on your own means you must sometimes walk without support, without encouragement, without company. This can feel isolating, but it is where real growth happens. In those quiet moments, you discover who you truly are.
Chapter 4. Stop seeking approval and start trusting your own judgment. One of the biggest reasons people never reach their full strength is because they live for the approval of others. They measure their worth by how many people agree with them, how many people like them, and how many people cheer for them. They hesitate to make decisions unless they are certain someone else will validate them. This dependence on approval robs them of freedom. It keeps them in chains because their life is controlled by outside opinions. If you want to learn to depend on yourself, you must stop seeking approval and start trusting your own judgment. Approval is a moving target. One day people agree with you, the next day they criticize you. One group may love your decisions, while another group may tear you down for the same choices. If you live by their applause, you will also die by their disapproval. A person who depends on approval will always feel uncertain, always anxious, always adjusting themselves to fit into what others think. That is no way to build a strong life. You cannot depend on yourself when your entire sense of direction comes from outside voices. Trusting your judgment begins with understanding that you are the one living your life. No one else walks in your shoes. No one else feels your emotions or carries your responsibilities. Other people can advise, they can share opinions, they can even criticize, but at the end of the day, you are the one who must live with your choices. If you give more weight to their opinions than to your own judgment, you sacrifice control over your life. But if you decide to stand by your judgment, you begin to experience true independence. When you trust your judgment, you are not saying you are perfect. You are not saying you never make mistakes. You are saying that you are willing to think, decide, and take responsibility for your action. That responsibility makes you stronger. Even when you are wrong, you learn. Every mistake you own builds wisdom. Every choice you take responsibility for builds maturity. Over time, this practice creates better judgment, and with better judgment comes more confidence. Seeking approval may feel safe, but it slowly eats away at your self-respect. Deep down, you know when you are making choices only to please others. You know when you are ignoring your own beliefs to fit into someone else's expectation. Each time you do this, you weaken your ability to depend on yourself. You begin to doubt your instincts, and that doubt grows until you feel lost. But when you practice trusting yourself, you grow a different kind of confidence. You may not always be right, but you know you are honest with yourself. That honesty creates strength. Daily life gives you constant opportunities to practice this principle. When you want to pursue a career, do you follow what excites you, or do you wait for someone else to approve? When you set personal goals, do you shape them around your vision, or do you adjust them to avoid judgment from others? When you face decisions about relationships, health, or finances, are you acting from your values, or are you acting from fear of disapproval? Each of these moments is a test. Each one asks you, are you living for others, or are you living for yourself? Trusting your own judgment requires courage. It is not easy to go against the crowd. It is not easy to stand alone when others disagree, but this is where character is built. You cannot develop strength in the safety of approval. You build it in the space where you decide, commit, and act. Even when others shake their heads, that space is uncomfortable, but it is where growth happens, and the more you step into it, the more dependable you become to yourself. Another important truth is that no one else knows your potential like you do.
People see a small part of your abilities, your desires, and your vision. They may underestimate you. They may doubt your goals. If you live by their limited view, you will shrink your life to fit their imagination. But if you trust your judgment, you expand into the life you were meant to create. You stop waiting for permission and start acting on conviction. That shift changes everything. Approval is addictive. The moment you get it, you feel good. But it fades quickly, and soon you want more. This cycle traps people into constantly performing for others, instead of living for themselves. Breaking free requires you to find satisfaction in your own approval. At the end of the day, you must ask, am I proud of my choices? Did I honor my values? Did I stay true to what I believe? If you can answer yes, that is enough. That kind of self-approval lasts much longer than any applause from the outside. Another reason you must stop seeking approval is because it weakens your decision-making. If you are always checking what others think, you delay action, you hesitate, you wait until it is too late. But when you trust your judgment, you move faster. You may not always be perfect, but you are consistent. Consistency creates progress, and progress creates results. Those results then reinforce your confidence in yourself. There will always be people who disagree with your choices. No matter what you do, someone will criticize you. If you seek approval, you will spend your whole life chasing something you can never fully have. But if you trust yourself, you can live with peace even when others do not understand. Peace comes from knowing you acted with integrity. Peace comes from knowing your decisions were aligned with your values. That peace is far more valuable than approval. Building trust in your judgment also requires reflection. Each day, review your decision. Ask yourself what you did well, where you went wrong, and what you can learn. This practice sharpens your thinking. It turns experiences into wisdom. With time, you develop a track record of reliable decisions. That history gives you evidence that you can depend on yourself. You no longer need constant reassurance from others because you have proven to yourself that your judgment is sound. It is important to remember that seeking guidance is not the same as seeking approval. Guidance is about learning from others' experiences, but approval is about surrendering your authority. Learn from people, but do not give them control over your choices. Listen, but filter their advice through your own judgment. At the end of the day, you must choose. That choice is what builds self-dependence. The shift from approval to self-trust will change the way you live. You will stop comparing yourself constantly. You will stop adjusting your life to make others comfortable. You will stop waiting for permission. Instead, you will begin to act with clarity. You will choose relationships, work, and habits that match your values. You will move forward even when others doubt you. That shift is what creates a life of authenticity. When you stop seeking approval, you also free yourself from unnecessary pressure. The need for approval creates stress because you are always worried about how you look, how you sound, how others interpret your actions. That stress disappears when you decide to honor your judgment first. You can still care for others, you can still be kind, but you no longer live under their control. You breathe easier, you move with more certainty, you stop second-guessing yourself every step of the way. Trusting your own judgment also creates a sense of stability. Opinions around you will always change. What people admire today, they may criticize tomorrow. If your confidence depends on them, your emotions will rise and fall constantly. But when your confidence comes from within, you remain steady. That steadiness allows you to handle challenges with greater focus, because you are not distracted by constant worry about how you will be judged. There will be times when trusting yourself feels lonely. You may lose approval from people you once wanted to impress. But remember, those moments are the price of freedom. They are the cost of becoming someone who can truly depend on themselves. Over time, you will find new respect, not because you sought it, but because you earned it by living true to yourself. The deepest respect you can ever feel is knowing you did not betray yourself to win favor with others. That is the kind of strength that lasts. When you stop chasing approval, you discover a kind of quiet dignity. You know who you are. You know what you stand for. And you know that your choices are your own. That dignity is the reward for trusting your judgment. So begin today. Notice where you are still waiting for approval. Notice where you are shrinking your voice to fit someone else's expectation. Then decide to step forward anyway. Decide to follow your judgment. Even if it costs you approval, decide to take responsibility for your decisions fully. The more you do this, the stronger you become. And the stronger you become, the more you can truly depend on yourself. Self-dependence is not built by winning everyone's acceptance. It is built by standing tall in your own truth, even when others disagree. It is built by making decisions, owning the outcomes, and learning from every step. It is built by creating a life that reflects your judgment, not the shifting approval of the crowd. And when you reach that place, you will know the freedom of living on your own terms. You will know the strength of trusting yourself, and you will never again have to beg for permission to live the life you were meant to create.
Chapter 5. Take action immediately instead of waiting for motivation. The difference between people who move forward and people who stay stuck often comes down to one thing: action. Most people wait. They wait for the right moment. They wait until they feel inspired. They wait until the conditions are perfect. They tell themselves that when motivation strikes, then they will begin. But those who live this way often waste years in waiting, because motivation is not reliable. It comes and goes. Some days you feel it, some days you do not. If you want to depend on yourself, you cannot tie your progress to motivation. You must train yourself to take action immediately, regardless of how you feel in the moment. When you understand this principle, you free yourself from a trap that holds most people back. They believe that motivation creates action. They assume that once they feel energized, once they feel excited, then action will flow easily. But the truth is the opposite. Action comes first, and motivation follows. When you move, when you begin, when you take the first step, energy rises, momentum grows, confidence builds. Waiting for motivation before you act is like waiting for the wind before you decide to walk. It keeps you standing still. Action is the habit that builds discipline. Motivation is a mood, but action is a choice. You can choose to begin even when your feelings do not agree. Every time you make that choice, you prove to yourself that you are in charge, not your emotions. That proof is what builds self-respect. You begin to trust yourself more, because you know you will act whether you feel like it or not. And once you trust yourself, you become unstoppable. Taking action immediately also trains your mind to overcome hesitation. Hesitation is one of the biggest killers of progress. The longer you wait, the louder your doubts become. The longer you pause, the more excuses you create. But when you act quickly, you silence the inner debate. You give your energy to the task instead of wasting it on arguments with yourself. Over time, this habit builds decisiveness, and decisiveness creates confidence. Immediate action also breaks procrastination. Procrastination is nothing more than the habit of waiting for a perfect moment that never arrives. It tricks you into believing that tomorrow will be easier. But tomorrow brings the same resistance as today. The only way to break this cycle is to act now, not later, not when you feel ready, not when you feel motivated. Now, the more you practice this, the weaker procrastination becomes. You can see this principle in every area of life. Think about health. If you wait until you feel motivated to exercise, you may never build consistency. But if you decide to move today, even if only for a short time, you create momentum. That momentum encourages you to continue tomorrow. The same is true with work. If you wait for the perfect moment to start a project, you stay stuck in planning. But if you start with a small step now, progress begins, and progress fuels further effort. The power of immediate action is that it creates results,
and results inspire motivation. Waiting for motivation gives you nothing to build on. Acting immediately gives you feedback, learning and progress. Even if your first step is imperfect, it is better than no step at all. Imperfect action teaches you more than endless waiting ever will. Immediate action also creates opportunities. Many chances in life appear for a short window. If you wait, the window closes. If you act quickly, you catch opportunities others miss. People often look at someone successful and call them lucky. But what they call luck is usually fast action. While others were hesitating, they were moving. While others were thinking, they were doing. Action put them in position to succeed. Taking action without waiting for motivation also toughens your mindset. It teaches you that feelings are not the driver of your life. Most people are slaves to their moods. If they feel good, they act. If they feel bad, they stop. But when you take action regardless of mood, you become stronger than your feelings. You begin to live by principles instead of emotions. That strength makes you dependable. This habit also makes you more productive. Every time you delay, the task grows heavier in your mind. It begins to feel impossible because you have carried the weight of delay. But when you start immediately, the task loses its power over you. You realize it was not as hard as you imagined. You realize that action itself is the cure for the weight you were feeling. That realization changes your relationship with work and challenges. Another reason to act immediately is because life is short. Every day wasted in waiting is a day you cannot get back. Many people look back after years and realize they were always preparing, always waiting, always planning, but never acting. Do not let that happen to you. Every time you choose immediate action, you are claiming your time instead of surrendering it. You are proving that your life is too valuable to waste on hesitation. Action also brings clarity. You cannot figure out every detail by thinking alone. Some answers come only when you start moving. By acting, you discover what works and what does not. You adjust as you go. But if you wait for the perfect plan before you act, you remain stuck in thought. Action gives you real information, and real information allows you to improve. This principle is not about rushing blindly. It is about refusing to let hesitation control you. You can still think carefully, you can still plan wisely, but you must not delay action once the decision is clear. Start where you are, with what you have. Progress belongs to those who begin. When you act immediately, you also strengthen your reputation with yourself. You begin to see yourself as a doer, not a dreamer. Each time you follow through, you confirm your identity as someone reliable. This identity becomes powerful because it shifts the way you see yourself. Instead of doubting whether you will act, you know you will. That belief drives even more consistent action. Taking action without waiting for motivation also builds resilience to failure. When you act often, you will make mistakes, but because you are moving, you are also learning. Failure becomes part of the process, not the end of it. Each mistake gives you lessons that waiting could never provide. Over time, this resilience makes you stronger and more adaptable than those who stay frozen in hesitation. Another powerful benefit of immediate action is momentum. Once you start, you create movement. That movement creates energy. It is much easier to continue once you have begun than to start from a standstill. By acting immediately, you remove the hardest barrier, the beginning. And once you have started, your chances of finishing increase dramatically. You must also understand that motivation is unreliable because it is based on feelings. Feelings shift constantly. If you build your life around them, you will always be unstable. But action is stable. Action is something you can choose again and again, regardless of feeling. That is why action builds character. Character is not built on what you feel, it is built on what you do. Start practicing this principle in small ways. When a task comes to your mind, act on it. When you know something must be done, begin right away. When you feel hesitation rising, count it as a signal to move, not to wait. Over time, this practice becomes natural. You stop overthinking, you stop waiting for energy, you start moving, and each time you do, you strengthen the muscle of self-dependence. This habit also increases your confidence. Confidence does not come from thinking about what you could do. It comes from seeing yourself take action. Again, each step you take proves that you can be trusted to move. Each completed action gives you evidence of your reliability. And with each piece of evidence, your confidence grows deeper. Immediate action also shapes the way others see you. People trust those who act. They respect those who follow through. But more importantly, you begin to respect yourself. You no longer feel like someone who talks about change without doing it. You feel like someone who takes control. That respect becomes fuel for even more action. Over time, this principle transforms your entire life. Health improves because you no longer wait for the perfect day to begin. Work improves because you stop delaying projects and start delivering results. Relationships improve because you stop postponing important conversations and start addressing them with honesty. Every part of life benefits when you replace waiting with immediate action. So decide today that you will not let hesitation hold you back. Decide that you will not wait for motivation to give you permission. Decide that action itself will be your strategy. Because once you live this way, you are no longer at the mercy of moods or circumstance. You become someone who can depend on themselves completely. And that is the path to strength, growth, and lasting success.
Chapter 6. Build inner strength by saying no when necessary. One of the hardest things for people to do in life is to say no. From an early age, we are conditioned to please others, to fit in, to go along even when our hearts resist. We fear rejection, we fear conflict, and we fear disappointing people around us. But every time you say yes when you truly want to say no, you weaken yourself. You give away your time, your energy, and your dignity. If you want to depend on yourself, if you want to grow real inner strength, you must learn the power of saying no when it is necessary. Inner strength is not about lifting the heaviest weight in the gym or showing the world how tough you look on the outside. It is about the discipline to protect your life from being wasted on things that do not matter. It is about the courage to choose what is right for you, even when it upsets others. Each time you say no to something that goes against your values, you are reinforcing your own foundation. You are saying to yourself, "I am in charge of my choices. I decide what enters my life and what does not." That choice builds strength that no one else can give you. The inability to say no comes at a high cost. When you agree to everything, you spread yourself thin. You take on commitments that drain you. You accept responsibilities that do not belong to you. You let people walk over your boundaries because you fear the discomfort of refusing them. And slowly, you begin to resent yourself. You feel frustrated because deep down you know you are living on someone else's terms. You know that your time is being stolen, not by force, but by your own inability to say no. But once you begin to practice saying no, everything shifts. You gain control over your schedule. You protect your energy for the things that truly matter. You stop filling your life with obligations that pull you away from your real goals. Most importantly, you start to trust yourself. Because each time you say no when necessary, you prove to yourself that you have the strength to stand for what you believe. That proof becomes the core of your self-respect. Many people believe that saying no makes them selfish, but the truth is the opposite. Always saying yes makes you unreliable. You end up overcommitting, under-delivering, and burning out. In the long run, this hurts not only you, but also the people who were depending on you. Saying no when you must is not selfish. It is honest. It sets clear expectations. It allows you to give your best to the commitments you truly accept. That honesty builds stronger relationships because people know they can trust your word. Learning to say no also requires clarity about your priorities.
If you do not know what matters to you, every request will feel important. You will say yes to avoid conflict, not realizing that each yes is stealing time from what really matters. But when your priorities are clear, the decision becomes simple. If something supports your values, you may say yes. If it distracts you or weakens you, you say no. That clarity turns difficult conversations into simple ones. Inner strength grows when you stop seeking approval through endless agreement. When you say yes to please people, you live for their validation. But when you say no to protect your integrity, you live for your principle. That shift makes you powerful. You no longer bend to every outside pressure. You begin to live as the architect of your own path. And the more you practice it, the more natural it becomes. Consider how much time is wasted in life because people cannot say no. Hours are lost in conversations that add no value. Days are given away to tasks that should have been refused. Years are spent in jobs, relationships, and commitments that drain energy instead of building it. All of this could be avoided if the courage to say no was present. That is why this discipline is one of the most important parts of self-dependence. Saying no also strengthens your decision-making. Every no is a decision to honor your values. Each one is a reminder that you are responsible for your life. Over time, these decisions build a track record of integrity. You begin to see yourself as someone who cannot be swayed easily, someone who stands firm. That identity becomes a shield against manipulation. It allows you to navigate life with confidence because you know you cannot be pressured into choices that betray you. The first few times you say no, it will feel uncomfortable. You may feel guilt. You may fear losing relationship. But you must remember that discomfort is temporary, while the respect you gain for yourself lasts forever. Over time, you will see that real relationships, real opportunities, and real respect do not disappear when you say no. They actually grow stronger because they are based on truth, not on false agreement. Practicing this discipline also requires self-control. Sometimes the hardest person to say no to is yourself. You must say no to distractions when you want to waste time. You must say no to laziness when you want to avoid responsibility. You must say no to unhealthy habits that feel good in the moment but destroy your future. Each no strengthens your willpower. Each no proves that you can govern your own desires. That inner government is what creates true freedom. Every time you say no to something that weakens you, you are saying yes to something that strengthens you. By refusing distractions, you say yes to focus. By rejecting unhealthy habits, you say yes to vitality. By denying unnecessary commitments, you say yes to peace of mind. This is how you build a life that reflects your values, instead of one controlled by outside pressure. You will notice that the more you practice saying no, the less fear you feel. At first, you may be afraid of conflict or rejection, but with repetition, you realize that most of your fears were exaggerated. People often respect you more when you are clear and firm. Even if they are disappointed, they recognize strength when they see it. And strength always earns more respect than endless compliance. The discipline of saying no also teaches patience. You learn to pause before responding. Instead of agreeing immediately, you think, you measure, you ask yourself if this choice aligns with your goals. That pause creates space between pressure and decision. In that space, you find freedom. You are no longer reacting, you are choosing. That ability to choose consciously is one of the greatest signs of inner strength. Another benefit is the peace of mind that comes from living authentically. When you say yes to everything, you carry hidden resentment. You feel exhausted, pulled in too many directions, and trapped by obligations you did not want. But when you say no when necessary, you feel lighter. You carry only what you truly choose to carry. That peace gives you energy to pursue what matters. Over time, this practice shapes your entire character. People begin to see you as someone dependable, not because you say yes to everything, but because your yes has weight. It means something. They know that when you agree, you will follow through. They know that when you refuse, it is because you are protecting your integrity. This consistency builds trust, and trust is built on strength, not weakness. Self-dependence cannot exist without boundaries. Boundaries are the lines you draw to protect your time, energy, and value. Saying no is how you enforce those boundaries. Without them, anyone can pull you in any direction, and you will always feel drained. With them, you stand firm. You know where you end and where others begin. That clarity gives you control over your life. So begin to practice this today. Start small. When someone asks for your time and it does not align with your priorities, say no kindly but firmly. When you feel the urge to waste time on meaningless distractions, remind yourself of your larger goals and refuse. When you notice habits pulling you backward, say no to them immediately. Each small step builds strength. Each step makes you more capable of protecting your life from what does not serve you. The reward for this practice is profound. You begin to feel proud of yourself. You begin to look in the mirror and see someone who stands firm, someone who cannot be bent by every demand. You begin to feel the power of living with boundaries. That pride is not arrogance. It is respect. It is the respect you earn by proving that you can trust yourself to choose wisely. And in the end, that is what this journey is all about. To depend on yourself, you must know that you have the strength to say no when it matters. You must know that you can protect your energy, honor your values, and stand by your principles. When you develop that strength, life changes. You no longer live at the mercy of others. You live by your own choices, guided by clarity, discipline, and courage. And once you build that inner strength, no one can take it away from you.
Chapter 7. Grow confidence by solving one personal challenge each day. Confidence is not something you wake up with one morning. It is not a gift that someone else can hand you. It is not built by wishing for it or pretending to have it. Real confidence comes from proof that you can handle life, proof that you can depend on yourself, proof that when challenges come your way, you don't run, you face them. The best way to build that proof is by solving one personal challenge every single day. Not someday, not once in a while, but daily. Each day becomes another chance to strengthen your trust in yourself. A personal challenge does not have to be massive to matter. It does not have to be climbing a mountain or starting a company. It can be small but meaningful. It could be finishing a task you've avoided, waking up earlier, choosing healthier food, making an uncomfortable phone call, or speaking up when you normally stay silent. What matters is that you recognize the challenge, you step into it, and you see it through. Each victory, no matter how small, sends a powerful message to your mind. I can count on myself. That message is the foundation of confidence. Most people sit back and hope confidence will appear one day. They say, when I feel confident, then I will act. But that approach never works. You cannot wait for confidence before you take on challenges. Confidence comes after action, never before it. You grow it by stepping into the uncomfortable, by proving to yourself that you are capable, by stacking small wins day after day, until you look back and see undeniable evidence of your strength. Solving one challenge a day trains you to build consistency. Confidence cannot survive on occasional effort. If you only rise to the occasion once in a while, you never develop the trust you need in yourself. But when you push yourself daily, even in small ways, you build momentum. That momentum grows into a rhythm. It becomes part of who you are. And once it becomes part of you, confidence stops being something you chase. It becomes something you live with. Facing one challenge a day also reshapes your mindset. Instead of dreading obstacles, you begin to see them as opportunity. You stop avoiding difficulty and start looking for it because you understand that each challenge is a chance to grow. That shift changes everything. Life stops feeling like a series of problems dragging you down and starts feeling like a training ground where you sharpen yourself. The beauty of this practice is that it keeps you moving forward. Many people stay stuck because they look only at the size of their biggest problems.
They think they have to solve everything at once, and the weight of it paralyzes them. But when you break it down into daily challenges, progress becomes manageable. You stop being overwhelmed, because you know all you need to do today is conquer one challenge, then tomorrow, another one. And little by little, you transform your life. Every challenge you solve adds to your personal evidence file. This file is not written on paper, it is written in your memory. Each time you remember a challenge you faced and conquered, your confidence grows stronger. You think, if I could handle that, I can handle this. That kind of memory fuels courage. It gives you the strength to face new challenges with less fear, because you already have proof that you are capable. You must also understand that challenges are not punishments. They are opportunities. Without them, you cannot grow. Without them, confidence never develops. If every day were easy, you would never learn what you are truly capable of. Challenges expose your weaknesses, yes, but they also reveal your hidden strength. Each one is a chance to unlock more of your potential. This daily practice also builds resilience. When you solve one challenge every day, you become less afraid of difficulty. You stop thinking of challenges as obstacles and start thinking of them as normal parts of life. This mindset prepares you for bigger struggles. When major challenges come, you are not shocked or overwhelmed. You are ready because you have been practicing every day. You trust yourself to figure it out because you have proven it in small ways thousands of times. Another important truth is that confidence grows in private before it shows in public. People see the confident person on stage, in business or in leadership, and they think it happened overnight. They don't see the years of private victories, the daily challenges faced when no one was watching. Those unseen battles are where confidence is built. And if you want the kind of confidence that lasts, you must be willing to fight those private battles yourself. Solving challenges daily also requires honesty. You cannot grow confidence if you keep avoiding the challenges that matter most. You must be real with yourself about what you are running from. Maybe it's your health, maybe it's your finances, maybe it's your relationships. Whatever it is, face it. Pick one part of it today and deal with it. That honesty may sting at first, but it is the starting point for genuine confidence. When you face challenges every day, you also reduce fear. Fear thrives in waiting. The longer you put something off, the scarier it becomes in your mind. But when you act immediately, fear loses its grip. You realize the task was not as big as you imagined. You realize you had more strength than you thought. Each time you confront fear, it shrinks. And each time fear shrinks, confidence grows. This principle is also about ownership. When you solve challenges yourself, you take ownership of your growth. You stop waiting for someone else to fix your problems. You stop blaming circumstances. You stop making excuses. You realize that progress is your responsibility, and that responsibility is empowering. It reminds you that you are in control of your life. That sense of control strengthens your confidence more than anything else. Daily challenges also shape discipline. Discipline is not built in giant leaps. It is built in daily steps. Each time you choose to solve a challenge instead of avoiding it, you are practicing discipline. And discipline is the backbone of confidence. Without it, you cannot rely on yourself. With it, you know you will follow through no matter what. That certainty is what confidence truly is. This practice also creates self-respect. When you keep proving to yourself that you can handle challenges, you feel proud. You no longer doubt your abilities, because your actions speak louder than your doubts. You know you are dependable, and that knowledge creates respect that no one can take from you. That self-respect is the deepest source of confidence, because it is built on reality, not on empty words. Over time, the challenges you face will grow bigger, but so will your capacity. What once felt impossible will begin to feel normal. Tasks that used to terrify you will become manageable. You will surprise yourself with how much you can handle. That growth will not happen overnight, but with daily practice it becomes inevitable. Another benefit of solving daily challenges is momentum in personal growth. Every challenge you conquer builds momentum for the next one. You start to expect progress. You stop doubting whether you will move forward because you see yourself moving forward every day. That momentum becomes a powerful force in your life. It pushes you to aim higher, to take on bigger goals, and to expand what you believe is possible. Confidence also changes the way others see you. When you carry yourself with proof of your own strength, people notice. They trust you more. They listen to you more. They look to you for guidance. But the best part is that you don't need their validation anymore. Their respect is a byproduct of the respect you already earned from yourself. You must understand that this practice is not about perfection. You will not solve every challenge flawlessly. Some days, you will stumble. Some days the challenge will win. But what matters is that you show up again the next day and face another challenge. Confidence is not destroyed by failure. It is destroyed by giving up. As long as you keep showing up, you keep building. The real reward of this discipline is freedom. Confidence frees you from hesitation, from constant doubt, from the fear of what might happen. It allows you to take risks, to pursue dreams, to stand up for yourself. It allows you to live boldly instead of timidly. And that freedom comes from one simple habit, solving one personal challenge each day. So from today, stop waiting for confidence to appear. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop waiting for someone to hand you strength. Begin proving yourself to yourself. Find a challenge every day. Face it, and finish it. Stack those victories, one by one, until your life is filled with evidence of your strength. With each challenge solved, your confidence will grow deeper and stronger. And one day, without even noticing, you will realize that you have become unshakable, because you built your confidence the only way it can truly be built, through consistent daily action.
Chapter 8. Hold yourself accountable when results do not appear. One of the greatest tests of character comes when you put in the work, give your energy, and do the right things, but the results don't show up right away. It's in those moments that many people quit. They tell themselves that maybe it wasn't meant to be, maybe life isn't fair, maybe the world is against them. Instead of holding themselves accountable, they look for something or someone else to blame. But if you want to build the kind of strength that allows you to depend on yourself, you must face those moments differently. You must hold yourself accountable even when the results do not appear. Accountability is about ownership. It means you are willing to look at the situation and ask yourself hard questions. Did I really give my best? Did I stay consistent long enough? Did I focus on the right actions? When the results are missing, accountability forces you to examine what you can do better, instead of wasting time pointing fingers. That practice is uncomfortable, but it is the path to growth. Because when you hold yourself accountable, you put yourself in a position of control. You remind yourself that you are responsible for adjusting, learning, and trying again. The temptation when results are delayed is to believe that effort was wasted. But effort is never wasted. Every attempt gives you information. Every setback reveals a weakness to fix, a habit to improve, or a strategy to refine. Accountability is about seeing those lessons clearly and acting on them. Without accountability, you miss the chance to learn. You repeat the same mistakes, you get frustrated, and you give up. With accountability, you adapt. You adjust your approach. You sharpen your skills, and eventually the results that seemed so far away begin to appear. It's easy to stay motivated when results are visible. Progress fuels enthusiasm. But real strength is built when you stay committed in the silence, when the scoreboard doesn't reflect your effort yet. That's where accountability matters most. Instead of complaining that nothing is happening, you ask, "What else can I do? Where can I grow? What needs to change in me?" Those questions force you to keep moving forward, even without applause,
They force you to rely on discipline instead of external rewards. And discipline is far stronger than motivation. Holding yourself accountable also means being honest about excuses. Excuses may sound convincing, but they destroy progress. When you blame the economy, your family, your boss, your background, or your luck, you give away power. You place control outside yourself. But when you strip away excuses and accept responsibility, you take power back. You admit that you may not control circumstances, but you always control your response. And when you live from that truth, you build resilience. This principle also teaches patience. Results often take longer than you expect. Success is rarely immediate. Growth requires time. The harvest never comes the same day you plant the seed. If you quit because the seed hasn't sprouted yet, you lose everything. Accountability forces you to stay in the process. It reminds you that progress is not only about outcomes, it is about consistency, discipline, and persistence. Each day you stay accountable, you are building character, even if the results remain hidden. Accountability also protects you from entitlement. Some people believe that because they worked hard for a short time, they are owed success. When it doesn't arrive, they get bitter. But life does not pay out on demand. It rewards persistence. When you hold yourself accountable, you stop expecting life to hand you anything. You accept that results come through sustained effort. That acceptance frees you from bitterness and keeps you focused on the only thing you can control, your actions. Think about the people who achieve lasting success. They all faced seasons where nothing seemed to work. They all endured moments where results were invisible. What separated them from those who quit was accountability. Instead of saying, "It's not happening, so I'm done," they said, "What do I need to improve? Where do I need to grow stronger?" That mindset allowed them to continue when others gave up. And because they continued, the results eventually showed. Another important truth is that accountability builds self-respect. When you take ownership, even in failure, you respect yourself more. You may not like the lack of results, but you know you are being honest. That honesty is rare. Many people lie to themselves. They pretend they've done enough. They convince themselves that circumstances were unfair. But deep down, they know the truth. That dishonesty eats away at self-respect. Accountability, on the other hand, strengthens it. Because even if you haven't reached the goal yet, you can look in the mirror and know you are facing reality. Holding yourself accountable also strengthens your adaptability. When results do not appear, accountability forces you to change strategies, not abandon the mission. Maybe you need a new skill. Maybe you need more consistency. Maybe you need to let go of distractions. Accountability opens your eyes to these adjustments. Without it, you stay stuck in the same patterns, expecting results from actions that don't work. With it, you evolve, and evolution is the key to survival and success. One of the most difficult aspects of accountability is confronting your own laziness. It is easy to believe you are working hard when in truth you are doing just enough to feel busy. Accountability demands that you measure honestly. Did you truly give full effort, or did you just go through the motions? Did you push past comfort, or did you stop when things got tough? These questions can sting, but answering them truthfully is the only way to grow. Accountability also changes your relationship with failure. Failure is no longer something to run from. It becomes feedback. When results don't show up, you ask yourself, "What did this failure teach me?" That question transforms failure from an end into a step. It keeps you moving. It prevents discouragement from taking over, and it builds resilience that lasts a lifetime. Another important factor is consistency. Results often fail to appear, not because the method is wrong, but because consistency is missing. Too many people work hard for a week, then stop. They push for a month, then quit. Accountability forces you to recognize this pattern. It reminds you that success is built on steady effort over time. not bursts of energy followed by long breaks. Without accountability, you convince yourself you've worked enough. With accountability, you realize you must keep going. Holding yourself accountable also means being willing to measure progress. Numbers don't lie. If you want to lose weight, track your habits. If you want to improve finances, review your spending. If you want to grow skills, count your hours of practice. Accountability requires you to face the numbers, even when they are disappointing. This practice keeps you grounded in reality instead of fantasy. A key part of this discipline is accepting responsibility for the gap between effort and result. Sometimes the gap exists because you are still learning. Sometimes it exists because the work requires more time. Sometimes it exists because your effort is not as focused as it should be. Whatever the reason, accountability ensures that you keep adjusting until the gap closes. You don't quit because the results are missing. You commit to closing the gap through persistence and learning. This principle also develops humility. When you admit responsibility, you acknowledge that you don't have all the answers yet. That humility opens the door to growth. It allows you to learn from others, to seek guidance, to improve without shame. People who avoid accountability often remain arrogant, blaming everything but themselves, and arrogance keeps them stuck. Accountability paired with humility sets you free to keep improving. The strength you build from this practice goes beyond goals. It changes who you are. You become someone who faces reality instead of hiding from it. You become someone who does not crumble when results are delayed. You become someone who knows that progress is earned through persistence, not handed out quickly. That identity makes you reliable. It makes you trustworthy to yourself, and that is the foundation of real self-dependence. When you live this way, setbacks no longer define you. They challenge you, but they don't break you. You know how to examine, adjust, and continue. You stop expecting the path to be smooth, and you start expecting yourself to be strong. That expectation changes everything. It gives you peace in the middle of struggle, because you know you can depend on your ability to face it. So when results do not appear, do not run, do not blame, do not quit. Hold yourself accountable, review your actions honestly. Accept the lessons, adjust your approach, stay consistent, stay patient, stay disciplined. If you do this, the results will come in time. And even before they come, you will have already gained something far more valuable, the strength of knowing you are responsible for your life and capable of carrying it forward no matter what. That strength is what separates those who achieve lasting success from those who stop halfway. That strength is what makes you dependable to yourself, and that strength is built every time you choose accountability over excuses, persistence over quitting, and discipline over frustration.
Chapter 9. Stay disciplined even when nobody is watching you. The real test of discipline is not when people are clapping for you, not when your work is being noticed, not when someone is holding you accountable. The real test is when no one is watching. Discipline is not about performance, it is about character. What you do in the quiet hours when there is no recognition, no applause, and no spotlight determines the strength of your foundation. If you want to build a life where you can fully depend on yourself, you must stay disciplined even when nobody is watching you. It is easy to act strong when eyes are on you. Social pressure keeps you in line. You don't want to disappoint others, so you put on your best behavior. You work hard when your boss is checking in. You speak wisely when friends are listening. You show consistency when people are tracking your progress. But what happens when the room is empty? What happens when there are no eyes on you, no immediate consequences, no external approval? That's when your true habits are revealed. That's when your discipline, or lack of it, shows itself. Discipline, in private, is what creates results in public.
If you only perform when others are around, your growth will always be limited. Because the truth is, most of your life happens outside the spotlight. Most of your hours are spent without anyone monitoring you. If you waste those hours, you rob yourself of progress. If you use them wisely, you build an advantage that compounds quietly, until one day it becomes visible to everyone. When you stay disciplined alone, you build integrity. Integrity means your actions match your values, even when no one is checking. If you believe in health, you exercise even when nobody will notice. If you believe in learning, you study when no one is grading you. If you believe in financial stability, you save money even when no one praises your restraint. Each private act of discipline strengthens the bond between who you say you are and who you actually are. That alignment builds a kind of strength that is unshakable. There's a special kind of pride that comes from knowing you did the right thing when no one else would ever know. It's not the pride of showing off, it's the pride of self-respect. It's looking in the mirror and saying, I can trust myself. That trust is priceless. It means you don't need external validation to feel secure. You don't need someone else's praise to keep moving forward. You have your own inner compass, and that compass is reliable because you've proven it through private discipline. Staying disciplined when nobody is watching also builds resilience. Life will not always give you accountability partners. You won't always have coaches, teachers, or leaders guiding you. You won't always have encouragement on tough days. If your discipline relies on external support, it will collapse when that support disappears. But if you've trained yourself to stay steady alone, you become independent. You can keep going whether or not someone is checking on you. That independence is what makes you truly dependable. One reason people struggle with this is because the rewards of private discipline are delayed. When no one sees your effort, it can feel like it doesn't matter. But it does. Every private act compounds over time. One skipped workout is invisible, but 100 skipped workouts show. One wasted hour is forgotten, but 1,000 wasted hours define your future. Discipline is a long game. Its rewards accumulate quietly. And by the time they're visible, it's too late for shortcuts. That's why staying disciplined alone is so important. It's in those hidden hours that your future is decided. You can test yourself today. Think of an area where no one would notice if you cut corners. Maybe it's how you handle your personal finances. Maybe it's whether you put in the extra hour to improve your skills. Maybe it's the way you treat your body when nobody else will see the impact right away. Those are the places where real discipline is built. Those are the choices that separate those who live with strength from those who live with regret. Another truth is that the habits you practice in private become the standards you live by in public. If you are sloppy when no one is watching, you will eventually slip when people are. If you are disciplined when no one cares, you will naturally shine when people do. Your private standards eventually show in your public life. That's why the hidden discipline matters more than the visible one. Staying disciplined in private also builds consistency. You stop being someone who performs only when the world is watching. You become someone who is steady every day. That steadiness compounds into results that others cannot explain. They'll call you talented, but what they don't see is the years of private practice. They'll call you lucky, but what they don't see is the thousands of disciplined choices you made in silence. What they see as sudden success is actually the result of unseen discipline. This practice also frees you from the trap of external approval. When you know you can trust yourself in private, you no longer need the constant push of recognition. You stop being a prisoner of other people's opinions. You can move steadily, with or without applause. That freedom gives you peace of mind. You are no longer tossed around by whether others notice your effort. You are grounded in your own consistency.
It's also important to understand that discipline is not about intensity. It's about consistency. Anyone can work hard for a short burst when eyes are on them, but true discipline is about showing up again and again, quietly, when there is no applause. That kind of consistency beats talent, beats luck, and beats circumstance. It is the foundation of all achievement. Staying disciplined when nobody is watching also shapes your identity. Every action you take is a vote for the kind of person you are becoming. Each time you stick to your standards in private, you cast a vote for being reliable, for being disciplined, for being strong. Over time, those votes add up, and they shape how you see yourself. You stop doubting because your actions prove who you are. You stop pretending because your life aligns with your words. That identity gives you confidence that no one can take from you. The truth is, discipline in private is not glamorous. It doesn't feel exciting. It doesn't get recognition. But that's exactly why it's powerful. Most people will never do it. They crave applause too much. They only move when someone is watching. If you can rise above that, you will separate yourself from the majority. You will be among the few who can depend on themselves fully. This discipline also gives you peace with your own conscience. When you cut corners in private, even if nobody else knows, you know, and that knowledge weakens you. It creates guilt, self-doubt, and insecurity. But when you honor your standards alone, you walk lighter. You feel clear. You know you are not living a double life. That integrity creates inner peace, and peace is one of the greatest rewards of discipline. Another benefit is preparation. Discipline in private prepares you for the unexpected. Life will bring challenges suddenly. Opportunities will come without warning. If you've been disciplined in private, you are ready when they arrive. You don't need to scramble because you've been preparing quietly all along. That readiness gives you confidence in the face of uncertainty. You must also see discipline as a promise you make to yourself. When you keep it, you build trust. When you break it, you lose trust. This trust is not about others, it's about you. Can you rely on yourself to do the right thing when no one else will know? If the answer is yes, you grow stronger. If the answer is no, you weaken yourself. Each choice either builds or erodes your self-trust. So practice this discipline daily. Wake up and ask yourself, what will I do today that nobody else will see, but that will make me stronger? Then do it. It may be reading when you want to scroll your phone. It may be exercising when you'd rather rest. It may be writing down your goals when no one will ever ask to see them. These small acts, done consistently in private, are what shape your future. The reward is not immediate recognition. The reward is the strength you feel inside. The reward is the quiet confidence of knowing you can rely on yourself. The reward is the long-term success that comes from years of silent preparation. The world may not notice today, but one day it will. And even if it doesn't, you will notice. You will carry the dignity of someone who stayed disciplined, even when nobody was watching. That is the kind of strength that cannot be faked. That is the kind of strength that makes you unshakable. And that is the kind of strength you need if you want to truly depend on yourself.
Chapter 10. Prove your worth by creating results through your effort. The world does not measure your worth by what you say you can do, by what you intend to do, or by the dreams you keep repeating to yourself. It measures your worth by what you actually create. Words are cheap, intentions are invisible, and promises mean little without proof. If you want to live a life where you can depend on yourself and gain the respect of others, you must prove your worth by creating results through your effort. Results are the ultimate evidence of discipline and consistency. Anyone can talk about goals. Anyone can imagine a better life. But not everyone puts in the hours, the focus, and the sacrifices required to make those goals real. Results are the visible product of invisible effort. They are the record of what you did when no one was looking. They are the outcome of your daily habits, your private choices and your refusal to quit. When results appear, they speak louder than any words could. Proving your worth through results begins with understanding that effort alone is not enough. Effort matters, but unfocused effort is wasted. You must direct your energy toward actions that actually move you forward. Too many people stay busy but never productive. They confuse activity with progress, but results do not lie. If you want to prove your worth, you cannot hide behind busyness. You must evaluate whether your actions are leading to outcomes. If not, you must adjust. That adjustment is part of effort too. It is the effort of learning, of refining, of being honest enough to change what isn't working. Your worth is not proven in comparison with others. It is proven in the results you generate from your own effort. You cannot measure your life by someone else's journey. You may start with less, you may face harder struggles, but if you put in the effort consistently, your results will still speak. The key is to measure yourself against your past self, not against the progress of others. Every step forward, every small improvement, every completed goal is evidence that you are growing, and that evidence builds undeniable worth. Creating results requires persistence through time. Results do not always show immediately. Many give up too soon, just before their effort could have produced something meaningful. If you want to prove your worth, you must push past the silence, the waiting period, the long stretch where nothing seems to be changing. Those who endure this stage eventually break through and produce results that others admire. Those who quit remain stuck, talking about what they could have been. You must choose which story you will live. Effort that creates results also demands sacrifice. You cannot have everything at once. You cannot live in comfort and still expect extraordinary outcomes. You must be willing to give up distractions, wasteful habits, and temporary pleasures in order to focus on the work that builds results. That sacrifice may feel heavy at first, but over time it becomes a source of pride, because when you see what your effort produces, you realize the sacrifices were never losses, they were investments. Proving your worth also requires consistency in standards. You cannot work hard for a week and then disappear for a month. You cannot demand results without maintaining effort through discipline. Confidence grows when you look at your record and see a pattern of steady action. Each day of effort stacks on the previous one, creating momentum. Over weeks and years, that momentum builds results so powerful they cannot be ignored. That's how worth is proven, not by one burst of energy, but by sustained commitment. Results come in many forms, but they always share one truth. They are undeniable. If you commit to health, the result shows in your strength and vitality. If you commit to learning, the result shows in your knowledge and skills. If you commit to building wealth, the result shows in your financial stability. If you commit to relationships, the result shows in the trust and respect you earn. Talk may inspire people for a moment, but results inspire permanently because they are real, visible, and lasting. Another important aspect is accountability. If you want to prove your worth, you cannot hide from outcomes. You must face them directly. If the results are poor, you admit it and adjust. If the results are strong, you recognize the effort that created them and keep pushing. Accountability ensures that you never let yourself slip into excuses. It keeps you honest about whether your effort is truly producing results. Without accountability, it is easy to live in illusions. With it, you stay grounded in reality. You must also understand that results protect you.